Well, the assertion by the presidency that Nigerians should wait on God for a solution to the insecurity problem in our country is an admission of failure by the President Muhammadu Buhari administration. It has shown clearly to Nigerians that we should not put our hopes on the administration to resolve the situation in which we have found our nation. And it is really disappointing that a presidency that earned the people's vote and who swore to an oath of office to defend the territorial integrity of our nation, to protect lives and property, will turn around and ask Nigerians to look unto God for solution. It is totally, totally disappointing.
But officials of the administration are saying the government has stepped up effort to protect life and property, to defeat Boko Haram, and to sharply reduce violence carried out by militant group. And that they said the results are there for all Nigerians to see. What do you say to that?
It is instructive to note that the Buhari presidency acts as if it is not in sync with the reality of our nation. It will amount to foolhardiness for anybody to claim that the security situation in which we have found ourselves has improved in the last 6 years. If anything, it has worsened. Prior to 2015, the insurgency, particularly from the Boko Haramists, have been fought to the fringes of the Northeast. But what do we find today in our nation? Bandits, kidnappers, vandals are on the prowl. And it appears that the government is helpless. The situation has reached a stage in which Nigerians, including the two parliamentary houses of our nation, has called on Mr. President to review his parade and to rejig the security architecture of our nation. But what we find is this blunt arrogance of "we have done it" in inverted commas, whereas they have done nothing. And it's even unfortunate.
Some Nigerians are calling for all the service chiefs to be replaced or fired and new ones appointed. Is that the stance also of the PDP?
The People's Democratic Party had consistently demanded for the rejigging of security architecture. And that had also been the position of many Nigerians. Now, when the president failed to rejig the security architecture, the People's Democratic Party had demanded that it should relieve the service chiefs of their respective positions and bring in fresh and new hands, because it appears that those in charge currently have become war fatigued. And since they are fighting an asymmetry war, and it appears that they are losing men and resources, it was needful for Mr. President, as a commander-in-chief and as a general, to look inwards and see new people that they can bring in to manage the situation. However, the sing-song on the street of Nigerians today is that if President Muhammadu Buhari refused to remove those service chiefs, the service chiefs themselves, having seen that they are outliving their usefulness in their various arms, could also speak to the president and ask that they want to leave office to enable younger people who are versatile to take charge of their respective departments.
Where do Nigerians go from here, particularly with what you described as the worsening situation of security across the country?
Today, Nigerians have become despondent. They have discovered that the government have nothing to offer and that it has failed to fulfill even the littlest of the promises that President Muhammadu Buhari made to Nigerians, either in 2015 or in 2019. On account of this, the people have become despondent, they have resigned to fate in a situation where a journey of 200 kilometers, a journey of 100 kilometers, there are fears of kidnappers. There are fears of bandits. And this is happening across the entire nation. It's no longer limited to geopolitical zones.